G'day, this is SBS News. Victoria formalises Australia's first Aboriginal treaty into law. At least 37 people killed after a bus plunges into a ravine in southern Peru. And in tennis, Sinner powers past Zverev to reach the ATP final semis. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Let's start off with Australian news. And Australia has signed its first treaty with Aboriginal people, with Victoria's landmark agreement now formalised as law. The 34-page treaty negotiated between the state and the elected First Peoples Assembly acknowledges the enduring connection of Aboriginal Victorians to the land, stating, "This country was never empty, never unclaimed." It recognises the violent and oppressive history following European colonisation, citing findings from the Yurok Justice Commission on massacres, cultural destruction, forced child removals and economic exclusion, which saw the First Peoples population in Victoria fall by nearly 90% within two decades. Wurundjeri Woi Wurrung Elder Andrew Gardner says the passage of the treaty law marks an important turning point, giving First Nations communities a chance to shape their own future.
Legislation passed in Parliament is an opportunity for government to, it has been an opportunity for government to show they're willing to walk with us on treaty and change our future, our determined future, our self-determining future. It isn't from a government department to tell us what our needs are. It's what we say, our elders and our communities say what our needs are.
The UN Human Rights Chief has described the treaty as an historic moment, underscoring Australia's long-standing exception among British colonised nations in failing to formalise agreements with Indigenous peoples. The Prime Minister says the Liberals are walking away from climate action because they don't believe in science or cheaper energy bills. A majority of the party's MPs want to scrap the net zero target, ending months of bitter internal debate over climate policy. Liberal Party leader Susan Lee is announcing the decision today following a five-hour party room meeting in Canberra yesterday. The plan under discussion includes abandoning the 2050 net zero goal, extending coal-fired power and considering nuclear energy, a move backed by the party's conservative faction. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says the Liberals' internal divisions are costing Australians.
They're walking away from climate action because they fundamentally do not believe in the science in climate change. They're also walking away from reliable and affordable energy, renewables backed by storage and backed by gas for firming capacity. Australians cannot afford to keep paying the price of coalition infighting when it comes to climate policy and energy policy.
At least 37 people have died and dozens were injured after a bus plunged into a 200-metre ravine in southern Peru's Arequipa region. The fatalities include 36 at the scene and one who later died in hospital, with the injured including three children. The bus travelling from Chala struck a van before careering off the highway. Local photos showed the overturned bus amid scattered debris at the bottom of the ravine. 26 victims are receiving medical treatment, while three are in a serious condition. The Japanese ambassador to Australia, Kazuhiro Suzuki, has called for a strategic equilateral security triangle involving Australia, Japan and the US. Ambassador Suzuki's remarks on deepening strategic trust and cooperation come as Australia and Japan are significantly expanding their defence ties. That was highlighted by the Australian government's recent decision to select Japanese shipbuilder Mitsubishi Heavy Industries to construct the Australian Navy's new warship fleet. To sport now, and in tennis, reigning champion Jannik Sinner has advanced to the semi-finals of the 2025 ATP Finals with a ruthless 6-4, 6-3 win over third seed Alexander Zverev. The world number two extended his unbeaten run on indoor hard courts to 28 matches, the sixth longest streak in the Open era. Sinner broke Zverev in the final game of the first set and again in the second, maintaining composure while the German struggled under pressure.
It was a very close match. He had break chances in the first and second sets, but I served very well. and felt like, you know, he changed a couple of things tactically. I was ready at times, so I'm happy how I handled the situation.
The win keeps Sinner's year-end number one hopes alive, though Carlos Alcaraz can secure the top ranking by defeating Lorenzo Musetti today. Zverev now faces Felix Auger-Aliassime in a knockout match to stay in the tournament. This is SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Remember to check out our podcasts. They include World News Weekly, available wherever you get your pods.